After 6 games of the Cricket World Cup, England are last. They're performing so badly, they might not even qualify for the Champions Cup or the Champions Trophy or whatever it's called. No one even knows what it is. No one even cares. We're not even going to be there. Is it our worst ever campaign? Well, it might be, but is some other disaster classes from our great cricketing nation. So 99, a home tournament. A home tournament where the hosts were actually knocked out of the tournament before the tournament song was even released. That's impressive stuff. So to kick off our home tournament, played on English wickets, slightly green, the ball swung, we decided that we would do a warm-up in the UAE, famous for green pitches and swinging balls. The England management then decided that they would set up camp in Canterbury, a location famous for being centrally located, easy to access and just a mere 2 hours from any other professional cricket ground. We played one game at Canterbury, by the way, and three in the Midlands, I think. So it was a great decision by all to do that, and we did very well in the tournament. We did very, very well in the tournament. We beat Sri Lanka, who were world champions. We beat Kenya, and we beat Zimbabwe. But we were thumped by South Africa, which meant the final game of the group stages against India became a winner-takes-all, a game where either England would go through or India would go through. India batted first, they scored 230, a respectable score back in 1999. England followed it up with a very miserable 169 all out, and we went home from our own home World Cup in the group stages. Nice one, great. That was my first memory of World Cup cricket as well. And my second memory of World Cup cricket was just as good. It was brilliant. So after that tremendous 1999 World Cup campaign, we headed to South Africa and Zimbabwe for 2003. And there was a group that included Australia, India, Pakistan, a very good Zimbabwe side. It was going to be a tough group to get through, to be fair. And we kicked off the tournament by forfeiting our first game in Zimbabwe for safety grounds. There was a positive win against Pakistan, but that was it. That was the only bright spark of the tournament. We were bowled out for 160 against India, which meant that we had to face Australia in a must-win final group game again. And with the bat, we crept to 200. That was brilliant. And then initially, we shone with the ball. We had Australia 130 for 8, chasing 200. And then a bloke called Michael Bevan, who's quite good at cricket, he got some runs. And then a guy called Andy Bickle, who was batting 10 for Australia, he also got some runs. And they won by 2 wickets. They scored 90 for the 9th wicket. And we went home in the group stages. And that was a good one. That was a good tournament. Happy with that one. 2007, captain ended up pissed on a pedalo. That was a decent one. 2011, got beat by Ireland. That was all right, but not really going to go into too much detail on them ones. But I think we actually got to the Super Sixes in the quarterfinals, so they were pretty successful tournaments when you think about it. When you think about it for England, they were good tournaments then. But 2015 came along, you know, 7 teams in a group, 4 of them go through, only 3 don't go through. Group included Scotland, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Australia, New Zealand, someone else. Surely we get through the group this time. Well, no. We were humbled by Australia on the opening night. We lost by 100 runs. They would go on and win the tournament. A week later, it got even worse. It got so much worse. We scored 120 in about 40 overs, and New Zealand chased that down in 12 overs. And Brendan McCullum, he scored 77 in 25 balls. So that was a good day out for England. We beat Scotland. That was a massive win. Huge win that against the old enemy. Obviously a famous cricketing rivalry, England and Scotland. They were famously a part-time team, but we beat them. And then we had to face Bangladesh, and they set us 270, and we failed to chase it, and we fucked off early again. So that weren't great, actually. That weren't a great one, no. But this might be even worse, this one. We could come 10th in the 10-team tournament. We've arguably some of the greatest cricketers we've ever produced. So this will be a good one. This will be a really good one, to be fair. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Yeah.